Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Right, it is Friday Food Club time now, and bread and meat has been a fixture of Bennett Street since 2014. Gourmet sandwiches, poutine and bowls on the menu. It's run by Simon and Michelle. Good morning, Simon. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Good morning. Thank
Good
you.
Good morning. And now we want to talk to you a little bit about your involvement with the Sunday Papers event, which is part of the Festival of Ideas. But before we do, let's just talk about the restaurant itself. So it's been on Bennett Street now for 5 years.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit, just kind of put it into a sentence or two, exactly what it is that you do over at Bread and Meat.
We cook, we hope, good quality food. We make everything on site from scratch. The kind of food we'd serve to our own children, really.
Mm.
It's good food, no additives, cooked well.
I love the simplicity of the place, but there's a part of it that is a real... It's not a sandwich. There's like a lot more going on in there. The bread, do you make the own?
We don't make the bread. The bread comes in from an artisan sourdough bakery.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we struggle a bit with... calling it a sandwich because really
totally.
We're not really a sandwich from a high street retailer. We're kind of more in the burger market for us. High levels of fillings, great quality sauces, as well as our plated foods.
And you keep the menu quite, it's small, but
yes.
There's a lot going on in there.
Yeah. We've spent, 5 years of development really, focusing on small details to get to where we are now. Every week we try and have an improvement. But small number of ingredients, which we serve in those three different ways that you mentioned. And hopefully the menu now caters for everybody.
Mm.
All the way from people that enjoy their beef, through chicken, through to vegetarian and vegan food as well.
What was the idea of putting the poutine?
Poutine
on the menu. Because that's quite a... that's something that's quite new in the sort of... to the British.
I think it is quite new and certainly done as it should be. We were looking for things to make us a bit different,
yeah.
Really.
Is it kind of like a posh take on cheesy chips?
I think it is. I think it is. Our friends who visit Cambridge from the north will say, that's just chips and cheese, really. Come on. So the important thing for us was to do it as authentically as we can.
Yeah.
So we bring the cheese curds in from Somerset, from a very small artisan dairy. They're raw, they're unpasteurised. It's very easy to make a version with cheddar cheese and things like that, but it's slightly different. And it's great. We use all the cooking juices from the beefs to make the gravy, lots and lots of butter.
Which we discovered this morning, Julian is not a fan of gravy, and none of us can get our heads around it.
I think it's because, as a child, I was subjected to, and I have to be careful because I know my mother listens to this show, I think my gravy was not always at the highest of standards.
Yeah.
And that put me off, and I think it generally goes along with a rather strange... I think we all probably take at least one of our childhood food ridiculousnesses with us into adulthood, and mine is wet things on with my food, so I don't like custard either.
Right.
Okay. No custard.
So I won't be happy if you do custard and chips. I'm sorry to be honest with you.
Custard and chips.
We'll think about that one.
So you've been there for 5 years
yes.
now. So I've got to ask, what were you doing before you started up Bread and Meat? Was it in the food world?
Not at all.
Not at all, of course. I see that. I'm not surprised, because we've been doing Friday Food Club for a time now. And every time we ask this question, this is always the answer. No, I've never done anything with food before.
No.
So what happened? Where did the idea come from? And how did you think, I want to do food?
Sure. So I worked in for BT for 9 years previously and another large IT company in Cambridge and around the world for 9 years before that. And I think, like a lot of people, I was just really bored. Working on large programs, talking with acronyms.
Mm.
You know, we spent several years talking about the same acronyms and measuring them. And my wife just said, look, you're 43. You now need to make a choice. Either leave and do something new, or you're there till 65 and retirement. And the prospect of sitting on conference calls for that much longer was too much.
Yes.
So I was lucky we were able to, manage an exit with a nice exit from BT. And 2 weeks later, Bennett Street came onto the market. So there we go.
And in that time, there has been a lot of new eateries, I think, opening around you as well. Some some have closed, of course.
Yes.
Cow, I guess, is the is the obvious one, a national chain of sorts anyway. You know, the whole, it sort of goes into the whole eating out thing. And we, but it's strange, at the same time, we mentioned Cow, that the places are changing. They're closing. Some some are struggling. Mm-hmm. Yet we still just about have a thriving independent food sector within within Cambridge.
I think that's where the market's going. I think people don't want, you know, Jamie's is the classic, actually, and Cow closed as well. I think people realise that the food you get, if you come into a place like Bread and Meat, where genuinely the owner is in there making sure the food is as it should be every day, there's a difference between that and a large corporate business which produces en masse food. And I think the consumer is getting more aware of that and demanding something a little bit different.
And I wonder if in a roundabout way, I was thinking of this because you'll be aware that Pizza Express are having a bit of a financial wobble at the moment. And I kind of feel that it's almost not single-handedly, there was others at the time, but Pizza Express has expanded and expanded and expanded, and it has gone from being a few branches in London to this mega business.
Yeah.
However, the ones who introduced everybody to the concept of eating out in a mid-market kind of way, they're now suffering with the independents such as Bread and Meat coming in their place.
Yeah, it's a really big change. And I know that the larger chains are looking at how to differentiate their product, you know, how to manage their huge estate with enormous rents as well, which is part of the joy, I think.
Is it true you cook everything in your oven without actually entering a deep fat fryer onto
Absolutely
the premises?
Correct. We have no deep fat fryer. The joys of, again, central Cambridge, listed building, no real extraction. So we have two ovens. And a very small hot plate for making the delicious gravy, which we will have to drop some in for you. but two ovens, and again, it's a discipline. It's been good fun and challenging.
So you were forced into it almost by regulation,
Absolutely.
And made a blessing out of the planning rules.
The whole thing that we do is kind of based around the kind of food we like, the site, the cooking implements, and what we can do. So it evolved when we look back to the first menu. You know, it'll be 5 years on the 5th of November. So quite a nice night to have your opening. and the menu was incredibly short, just sandwiches and a couple of sides. And so it has developed a lot over that time in something that's still hopefully simple and very good.
And you're involved with the Festival of Ideas event, Sunday Papers, Alex Rouget. I know she's done a few of these in the past, some entertainment, some food, which of course you're providing. But I'm wondering, how do you transport the flavour of the restaurant across to the Cambridge Union?
Well, it's all around, again, making it fresh. So all of our bread is always sort of brought to life through the oven quickly, and we will deliver it, you know, fresh, straight out. Somebody will walk, I think. It's not all that fun.
Yeah, it's not too far.
Not
to go,
really.
Is it?
We'll pray for a brisk
walk. No, it's not
a nice dry
quite
day.
Too wet.
Yeah, but it's all around making things up, ready to eat. You know, we're very lucky. We have lots of customers on Deliveroo across Cambridge, and again, food goes down very well because, yes, it does take a few minutes to get delivered, but it's still great.
Mm. Is outside catering a regular part of the mix for you?
We dally. We do things we enjoy. We say yes to things that we quite like doing. It works well for us. Office lunches, special occasions, we'll pop out to offices to feed the masses. And we've done some weddings, we've done some private parties, we've done a couple of 21st birthdays, that kind of thing. But generally it's for regular customers, people that know us, people we recognise. And
and they don't want anything extra fancy, they just want what you guys do
we're
in the shop.
We're fancy enough. I think again it's where dining's going. You know, we've did some lovely parties where we can do a large joint of porchetta. You know, that's 10 kilos of meat, that's 40 big portions of meat in one go. So we can deliver that to people's homes with the bread, with the sauces. That's the other thing. You know, we do make our own mayonnaise and we do make our salsa verde every day from scratch. So you're getting something better than you can just go and buy from anywhere else.
Well, that's great. Well, look, Simon, thank you very much for coming in. And I guess people can either go down to Bennett Street to sample a bit of bread and meat, or they can sign up for the Festival of Ideas event, which is not this Sunday, the Sunday afterwards, Sunday the 27th at the Cambridge Union Society, between 12 and 5:30. Rarely for a festival of ideas. It's there is an admission fee there, which is £15 for adults, £10 for 12 to 16s, and £8 for pre-ordered Sunday roast rolls. Are they yours?
Absolutely. Excellent. Absolutely.
Quick one. Yes. Is it you guys who won the Christmas display for Cambridge Bid last year?
The year before.
Yes. I remember because I've just seen one of your photos. You guys really do have quite beautiful window displays. Anything planned for this Christmas?
Yes. Yes, we're booked in. We work with a friend of ours who comes to dress those for us. She's a small independent business again. Claire comes in and listens to what we'd like. Last year was slightly more retro. The year before, when one was something very, very simple indeed.
Mm-hmm.
See where we go this year.
Oh, good stuff.
Excellent. Thank you very
much. Thank you so much.
What are you cooking this weekend? Yes.
This weekend?
Yes, for yourself.
For myself?
Are you a bit of a chef at home?
I like to cook at home. Whether I'm a bit of a chef, I don't know. This weekend's going to be fish. We've just bought some very nice cod this weekend, so I think it will be cod, salsa verde. Maybe some simple, some roast potatoes.
Lovely. Yeah. Good
nice.
Stuff.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
It is 9:15 now. Cambridge 105.